right. Hello, guys. For today's episode, I have got the entirety of the Sour Patch Kids, and I also have Singapore's fittest female, Landy, with me. So, first of all, guys, it is our day before competition. How are you all feeling? Keith, you can start. Good start. Good work.
Getting ready.
Oh, wow. Inspirational.
Confident. Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to beat the Taiwan team.
Right? Wow, Keith.
Why are we singling out the Taiwanese team? Oh, okay. For Jamie. Jamie hates people from Taiwan.
Oh, my God. No. Is there a reason? No, it's just because the girl on there beat me.
Jamie. Can you say that again? One of the girls.
She's going to listen in. Yeah, I guess. That's not singing.
Are we calling her out in person?
No, we're not. That's not calling.
Is that the girl you're pulling the fingers at before?
What fingers? Oh. This?
I saw Jamie being like, fuck you to someone.
No. That was for you.
Oh, classic. All right, Jamie, how, other than having to beat these Taiwanese people, how are you feeling?
A bit nervous. Okay. Nervous.
But what are you nervous about?
Forgetting how to snatch.
Yeah, forgetting how to snatch, forgetting how to chest bar, forgetting how to do everything basically.
How many chest bars do you think you've done in your life?
How many?
Probably a million. No, not a million. Maybe 1,000.
Well, they say it takes 10,000 to master something. So
you reckon I've done more than 1,000 chest bars?
I don't think you've done 10,000, babe. Fuck.
I think you've done more than 1,000.
More than 1,000.
1,000 maybe.
I just need like 20 workouts.
What about you, Sam? Samantha, how are you feeling?
I feel good. Thanks for asking.
Nice, awesome. Yeah. And lucky last, Landy, how are you feeling?
Annyeonghaseyo. I feel great.
I think that means thank you.
No, it's me fucking. No, I'm sorry.
But my Korean is not great, so it could mean anything. But yeah, we're sitting here in the hotel. Thursday night, we just finished briefing about an hour ago. The event looks quite cool. It's not quite to the scale that I probably thought it was, in all honesty, but still a nice setup. They set up the rig while we were there, and the athlete briefing. The poor guy, I think they need to do it in like three languages, because there's everyone who can speak English, then the Koreans, and then also the Russians, who I'm not 100% sure how
they
much.
They actually didn't even do it in Russian.
No, but they did have someone that could speak Russian at the end if they needed. So quite complex for our region, I think. Probably the hardest in terms of language barriers, and how far people have to travel for this one too, I think, is probably the hardest region. But it is a nice feeling to be here again. We obviously know what all the workouts are. We got two tomorrow, two on Saturday, and two on Sunday. Which workout are you guys most excited for? Which one gets you to half mast?
Oh, wow.
She gets you the semi.
Oh, gosh.
Keith, which workout gives you a semi?
Can't say the first one because I'm partnered you. That's weird.
The worm workout, actually.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. I'm excited to see how far we can go on that one.
Just with Keith's answer, I hope you guys realize he is a psychopath.
No, but we did really well on the last attempt, which is why I'm excited to see how far we can go.
Actually, yeah, you're right. And also that's the event that we're really like doing it all together, because there's no other event that's
a four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A foursome.
Fun team workout.
Yeah, aside from tonight's event. Yeah.
What's the price of now?
I didn't see you guys doing the worm in real life.
Jamie, which other than the worm, what are you excited for?
Probably the second one. The
clean and jerk.
The one they're going to dominate, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to redeem myself on the handstand walks.
Redeem.
From the quarterfinals.
They're going to dominate that workout.
Yeah. This is the workout I am least excited for. This is the event where I become the team destroyer.
No, that's not
true. I lose this one for the team, but we'll see what happens.
I didn't even make it.
My favorite one, I am most excited for the chipper, I think. I like the long one because also I don't have to do so much as you guys.
Long seems to be the theme of this trip.
Nice, Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy's got a crush on a long boy out there somewhere. if what's his name?
We're not naming. We're not naming names, guys.
Yeah.
I feel like that's because Jamie doesn't know.
I love his you, name.
Dan. What about you, Landy? Obviously, a different lot of workouts to us. What are you most excited for?
I'm actually pretty excited for the rope climb.
Ooh.
Because I want to see like how far I will go.
All the way.
All the way.
I hope everything works well.
Yeah, it's 6 events across 3 days. It's going to be pretty brutal. I was thinking the other day that it wasn't actually that bad. And then I realized that it's 6 events in 3 days and we're going to be broken by the end of this. I think if I'm not lying, I think I might be not the only one excited for the after party.
Same.
So if anyone out there knows some good Busan clubs, KTV bars,
Soju Bombs.
MC. You guys know him?
He's good friends with Meta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So we got, apparently we got inside info on MCs here. We also, did they say that this is going to be, they're going to have a live stream for this one?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening to this before the event, you guys will get to see us on the live stream potentially. Other than that, how does everyone feel about Korea? What's everyone's thoughts? How do you guys like it? Myself, Sammy's first time here, and Landy, actually. You're the first time here too, right?
Yes,
Keith, time. You've been here before?
Third time.
Jamie. Jamie traveled the world. Money's no object to her.
Oh my God, Eden. No, I like Korea. I think it's been a little bit difficult to navigate Busan compared to Seoul, but at least you guys are here.
Yeah, I had to go get a PCR test today,
yeah,
and basically got the PCR test with hand signals and
basically our help. If not, he would have been lost.
Actually, it was thanks to that lovely gentleman at the gym who called them for me and found a PCR place for me. A stupid rule. I don't know why they do this. You arrive and I have to go get a PCR test within 3 days of arriving in this country. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I'll leave that for the Korean government. Otherwise, guys, how's the food? How are you guys enjoying Korean food?
Tasty.
Good.
Nice. Apart from that leaf that you ate yesterday.
Oh my God.
What leaf did you have yesterday?
That thing at the restaurant, I just spit it out. It was so bad.
Korean basil.
Yeah. Basil. It was pretty gross.
Yeah, we found out Jamie doesn't like Korean people as well.
Oh my God. That is, guys, that is not true. I love Korean people.
I'm going to jail after this. Korean gym.
Keith, have you competed in a team before? You done team competition before?
No, never.
So this is your first
CrossFit team comp.
Have you done any CrossFit comps? Actually, now that I think about it,
I've only done one.
Which one was that?
In Chiang Mai, the Thailand.
Whoa, fancier!
Like 2018, I think.
International.
Yeah, I went alone.
When you did weightlifting, did you compete at all? Did you go anywhere?
Yeah, I did. I went to Australia.
Oh wow!
Thailand. Where else? Singapore.
Interesting.
No,
I feel like weightlifting competitions are more
stressful,
nerve-wracking and stressful.
I didn't like weightlifting competitions. Yeah. They're not for me. What about you, Landy? What number competition is this for you?
Wow.
So what was the last one you did? Shanghai?
No, it's the Bali.
Oh, yes.
Bali one. UC 1000.
Yeah, actually, guys, funny story about that one. I was meant to be in Jamie's team for that competition.
Oh, my God. This is just a roast Jamie podcast.
And Jamie actually kicked me out of that team.
That was a bit of a miscommunication, guys.
So
a bit of a miscommunication, not because of me. So I refuse to accept the blame on this.
I somehow managed to make the cut this year.
Dan did it, huh?
Yeah, Dan. But Dan did it.
Someone kicked Dan out.
So that was my last competition as well, last in-person competition. I think all of us, right?
Yeah.
Sammy, what about you? When did you last compete?
Mine was the Bangkok Throwdown.
Team as well, right?
Team, yeah.
Ooh.
With your good friend Marvin.
Marvin.
Who else was in your team?
Young chick called Nikki.
and Dan.
And Dan.
Yes.
An ex Sour Patch Kid, Dan.
When was that? 2009. That was the first time I met Sammy.
19.
You met her there?
Yeah.
You were at the competition as well?
She ripped her hands really bad and gave her tips how to tape them up.
You went individual that year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Was Mikhail there? Or was that?
No, Mikhail was there.
Yeah. Yeah, Mikhail did the individual Bali with me as well.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. We were sharing a villa, actually. It was the start of our bromance, I think.
Are you sharing a bed?
Yeah. Well, no, me and Keith are sharing a bed, yeah.
Are you big spoon or little spoon?
Depends. Depends how vulnerable I'm feeling.
No spoon.
And last night was? The
spork.
No, we had two beds.
You two? Oh, yeah. Okay, so tonight how are you feeling?
Did I snore last night, Keith?
A little bit.
I was not too bad?
Like, not at the start. But I think when I got up to go to the toilet, you were snoring. Like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah. Why are you a snorer?
If I'm tired, I snore.
Was it loud, Keith?
Not really. It was quite sporadic. Like every 5 seconds, maybe.
Wow, that's the most annoying.
Yeah.
That's the most annoying. Because it's like, you like think it might have stopped, and then it's like, again. I would kill myself. Eddie slaps me sometimes. Sounds bad, but sometimes she'll be like, wake up. You're annoying.
Justice for Eden.
Yeah.
We need to do the mouse taping thing.
I've used those nose strips before.
Well,
oh, yeah, you got to tape your mouth.
If you want.
Tape your mouth.
How do you tape your mouth closed?
Yes. Yeah.
That sounds very constrictive.
With just your nose.
No, but you struggle for the first few nights, I think.
Yeah, do you try?
No, I tried nose strips.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
With, like, cardiovascular. Mm-hmm.
It helps you with fitness as well.
That sounds
not like you need it.
That sounds like something I will not be trying anytime soon.
Does it have immediate benefits?
What, mouth taping?
Yeah, not really, right? Long term.
I think it depends if you're into that kind of thing or not. So obviously, guys, 3 more days of competition. 3 days of competition. We haven't started yet, not more. But what's everyone's plan once this competition ends? What's the goals going forward for everyone in this group? Landy, I'll start with you because yours will be the less contentious because you're not part of the team.
Yes.
What does your next year of training and goals look like?
Next year?
Yeah, after this competition. What is training going
to... I want to grow.
Get jerked.
Yes. I want to put on some weight.
You want to eat, girl?
Yeah, I'm going to eat another 5 kilos.
You want to put 5 kilos, though?
Not too much. But like 2 to 3 kilos.
Yeah.
Just so I can move some weights easier. So, eating Fit Mama season.
Fit Mama. I have a bodybuilding program guaranteed to work. You need it.
Let's see.
That one I guarantee results.
Not working.
What about you? What is training like after this?
Probably go check on my hernia first.
You do not have one.
Whether it's real or fake.
So Keith has such incredible abs that he thinks one of them is a hernia.
He's just got abs popping up everywhere. It's just an
abs. It's just abs.
It's just an extra ab.
Because no one else has it. So he's like, he thinks this must be something else, but it's just that his abs look that way.
It might not be. It might really be a hernia.
He's got 8 of them.
That's 9 weird. Now, because
it's a weird thing. Jamalam? Coming forward, what's next?
I think I need to chill for a while. I need a break. Going to Hawaii after this. Then I'm sure my husband would like me to get more involved with some bedroom sport.
Wow.
PG. I was not expecting that on the podcast today.
Such a hussy.
I'm
kidding. I don't know, but for real, just I need to chill for a while. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it's going to be much chilling.
Well, you know what Bowie says.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe do some classes.
Bang.
Yeah.
Programming's pretty good.
Yeah, I heard. I heard this really like good programmer does it.
Samantha?
I'm going to take some rest and then decide on what program I'm going to join next for the next season.
Cool. For athlete.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're going to become an endurance athlete. You're thinking about it?
No.
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 I might do a triathlon for fun.
No.
I'm not great on a bike. I can't take my hands off the handlebar.
You can't take
I can't signal.
You haven't signaled.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to signal in a triathlon, though.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry, guys. I'm just going to go this way.
What about you, Eden?
Me? What have I got? There's a couple of events happening at the gym. One of which is going to be like a Mob Strong competition. So I might do something along those lines. Do some powerlifting training for a while.
No.
I really want to get my deadlift up. Because my deadlift is not great. And then September 10th, I got my suicide prevention day again. So got to get ready for 24 hours of Murph again. It's not quite 24 hours of Murph, but yeah, having that big day again, and trying to get prepared for that. Raised a lot of money last year, so I'd like to see if we can do it again. But then other than that, yeah, get back into CrossFit after that again. Have one more year through, I think. I think I got one more year left in me.
You said that last time.
Yeah, I did say that last time. I know that. But this time it's for real.
Is there any reason?
Lies, yeah.
Because I started the downward slope this year. My scores dropped. And I want to finish on a higher note. So we'll see. I might even only go up to the open.
So then you have to do it for 2 years.
Huh?
Because one time's a fluke, right? You break your 10 moments.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I just need to improve on where I finished last year, so then I can be like, okay, I stopped the rot, and then I can retire.
So this year's a fluke.
I don't want to be like, it's like those players who retire when they're not good enough.
Doesn't want to have fallen from grace, basically. Like, he wants to.
I want to jump, not be pushed.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, I'm getting old now.
So you need to beat last year's score.
Yes, I just need to beat last year. That's it. I don't need to beat. And then I know. I'm done. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe one more shot at team next year again. We'll see how this year goes, if it's fun or not, if it's worth going through.
You don't think it's gonna be fun?
Yeah, you should know.
Well, I've hated the journey, so just hope the destination's.
You had 3 weeks in Vegas.
Ouch.
I joke. I lie. It's been a great time. I've really liked it. But I think the team dynamic will be a bit different next year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Keith, individual next year?
Individual.
Yeah.
Ooh. Opens, right?
Well, just in general. Have you enjoyed the experience of being in a team?
Yes. I think training on a team is much more fun than training as an individual. I do most of my training alone at Canvas. So every week getting to train with a team is fun for me. Yeah, I'll probably go team again next year.
You guys have got a decent crop at Canvas. You guys thought about maybe getting them involved?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to get a team going at Canvas next year.
Would that mean you have to be affiliated?
Yeah, I think we're planning to affiliate.
Worst case scenario, I mean, I can't speak for the gym, but you could probably have a team come out of us and call yourselves Mobilist Chinatown Canvas.
Yeah, that works too. We can like combine teams, two teams.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you guys can also just, as you said, affiliate yourselves and then have a team go out of the gym. Then you guys don't need to do your workouts anywhere random, just in the street like Canvas.
Yeah, I think it's quite... Affiliating will be a good step forwards if you want to do more CrossFit, even for the members.
Mm.
Yeah, because everyone can then take part in like the team quarterfinals, or more people can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
All right, guys, we're going to pretty much wrap it up there. Last thing I want to ask is everyone's highlight of career so far. All right, so... Jamie, Sammy, you guys have been here the longest.
You should have given us a heads up.
No, this is off the cuff. It's better. What's the highlight of the trip so far?
It's definitely not my hotel room.
Okay. By the way, we're recording this in mine and Keith's hotel room because
Sammy have a lounge.
Because Sammy's got a shoebox.
I love highlight.
I feel like you have to ask us this after.
It's
like,
definitely not being able to get graded either.
Ask you after the conversation's over.
Yeah.
Is the right time? No,
like during the competition.
Highlight.
Something.
My highlight maybe was seeing Jamie walk into a Korean CrossFit gym and she felt completely overwhelmed.
Oh my God. I was so lost. Funny. I was like,
why were you so lost?
Just didn't know.
There were just really good people around and they were like sprinting handstand walks and stuff. And I was just like, what have I walked into?
Wow.
Am I competing?
What have I had? Men
have
to
say
into?
Thank you.
That's the highlight. Or you said is that for Jamie or for you?
What else,
Jamie? I know what Sammy's highlight is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We all know what Sammy's highlight is.
No.
It's a long light.
You go. I don't know. I need to think about that.
Oh, mine is definitely the toilet bowls here. Like in the hotel room.
Oh, because they have the spray thing.
Yeah, they have like automated bidet system.
Oh,
and then
my God.
They also have a blow dry feature.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they have a blow dry.
They do.
Yeah.
It's like so common. Like,
yeah,
why?
Everywhere. Okay, wow. Landy, you got a highlight other than the toilet?
I think if I mention food after the toilet, it won't be so nice.
Yeah.
But I love Korean food. They are very nice. I'm here for the food.
Nice.
What's your highlight, Aiden?
That I get to sit in a room like this and just hang out with you guys.
Cute.
You're just saying that.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys.
Sammy and Jamie didn't answer.
Hopefully we do all right. And I'll catch up with you guys soon. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.